Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS. TV.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Thousands gather for No Kings protest in San Luis Obispo. Multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 at bottom of Cuesta Grade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Thousands of San Luis Obispo County residents attended No Kings protests throughout the county on Saturday. In downtown San Luis Obispo, more than 2,000 attendees were reported. San Luis Obispo Police Department shut down Oso Street for two blocks from Palm to Higuera Streets, as well as Monterey Street from Morro Street to Santa Rosa. The event officially started at 10 a.m., although hundreds were already flooding the streets at 9:30 a.m. The event had several information booths set up by local organizations so attendees could find opportunities to be more active. Organizations included 805 DocuFund, Planned Parenthood, NAACP SLOW, the League of Women Voters, and more. In Atascadero, hundreds gathered near the Morro Road off-ramp before marching to the Sunken Gardens for a gathering that included live music. A vegetation fire broke out on Saturday morning near Lake Nacimiento. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo says approximately 5 acres were burning near High Meadow Way and Running Deer Road, and that the steep terrain and heavy brush made containing the fire challenging. Multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 near Hawk Hill Lane. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A multi-vehicle crash halted traffic on Highway 101 Saturday night just outside of San Luis Obispo. The crash occurred in the northbound lanes of the 101 at about 9:21 p.m. near Hawk Hill Lane. A small black car was hit by an unknown type of vehicle, colliding into the railways on the right-hand shoulder. A third vehicle eventually crashed into one of the two and slid into the right-hand shoulder of the southbound lanes. Traffic in both directions were redirected as lanes were temporarily shut down to allow crews to operate. San Luis Obispo County Fire Department reports at least five patients were transported from the scene. The fundraiser for Bryson Killian, a San Luis Obispo County resident, has nearly reached its goal of $20,000. Bryson was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13, 2025, and his friends have launched the Project 625 fundraiser to assist him. The main event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach. The run starts early in the morning on April 4th.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after. So the goal is to be there before 4 p.m., in between 4 and 5 p.m.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the runners and main organizers for the event. They've recruited five runners in total for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their goal will still go to Killian and his wife to help to adapt in a new lifestyle and the ongoing medical expenses.
So our set goal is $20,000. Anything extra is just going directly to them to help because just medical expenses that they're dealing with still, and then just the amount of money and expenses it takes to pretty much adapt his new way of life. Just they had to change the entire inside of their house, how he moves around, everything he has in his house to keep his muscles stimulated, exercise. They raised a lot of money initially, and that covered some of the medical expenses, but they're pretty much gone through all of that and still having their expenses and their house updates and getting Bryson driving is another thing, and just everything that goes into like a full lifestyle change.
The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. A deceased sea lion was found in San Luis Obispo County that tested positive for H5N1 or avian influenza. The County Public Health Department announced this in a release on Friday, saying this is the first confirmed case of a marine mammal in the county. Risk to the public remains low, the health department says, and asks community members to avoid approaching marine animals and seabirds, especially for those that appear sick, injured, or deceased. For assistance with marine animals, the public is asked to call the appropriate channels, such as the California Department of Fish and Wildlife or the NOAA West Coast Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline. Community members with questions about avian influenza can also contact the Public Health Department for more information. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday the Blue Jays beat the Athletics 5-2, the Astros over the Angels 9-7. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Warriors 116-93, the Clippers over the Bucks 127-113, Nets beat the Kings 116-99. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Wizards. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed legal challenges against Republican County Sheriff and gubernatorial candidate Chad Bianco over his seizure of ballots in Riverside County. Bonta's previous attempt to file a complaint was on the state level, but the hearing was denied and he was told to file at the Riverside County level. A hearing was held on Friday. Last week, a United Airlines flight came close to colliding with a military helicopter near John Wayne Airport in Southern California. The helicopter was returning from a training mission and crossed into the plane's path, carrying 162 passengers and crew members. The FAA announced they'll be investigating this incident. Authorities in Los Angeles says they arrested 74 people during a No Kings rally for failing to heed a dispersal order. A few hundred protesters out of the thousands in L.A. surrounded a federal complex in downtown L.A. Some of them threw rocks, bottles, and broken concrete blocks. Authorities deployed tear gas canisters for protesters to disperse. Eight of those arrested were juveniles. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With the national cattle herd at historic lows and feed demand shifting, Rabobank Grains and Oilseeds analyst Stephen Nicholson shares his outlook on how that could impact corn and soybean acreage.
If you have the lowest beef herd on almost on record, I think, if not in the last century, you know, what does that mean for feed demand? Well, we've been pleasantly surprised that feed demand continues to be pretty good. But I also think we have to thank our brethren in the poultry and the swine industry for continuing to move numbers and to move product. And so that's helped as well.
Nicholson says that there are stronger signals in the markets that are starting to emerge.
If you look, we had good demand in the first quarter of the crop year. And to get to that number that USDA has on the balance sheet, you're going to have record demand for the rest of the three quarters left in the crop year. And that may be a pretty high hurdle to get over. But when you have cheap grain, you know, that does matter quite a bit. And so, as we know, feeders, and I'm going to look at beef and swine in particular, they like to rather feed corn than anything else if they can, because it's a better feed all the way around.
Once again, Stephen Nicholson with Rabobank, and USDA is set to release an updated set of quarterly stocks and prospective plantings reports tomorrow. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you're looking for this country's best bulls, then head to Midland Bull Test in South Central Montana for the final sort bull sale April 2nd and 3rd. Bulls backed by measurement, not marketing. You'll find America's largest source of efficiency-tested bulls representing the top 5% from over 100 nationwide consigners. On Thursday, Salir, Simmentals, Herefords, Limflex, Pinscour, and Red Angus sell, and on Friday, all Black Angus. Visit MidlandBullTest.com for performance data, sale catalogs, and to register to bid online.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. In recognition of her long record of advocacy for California farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, California State Treasurer Fiona Ma has been honored with the Champion of Agriculture Award. The California Farm Bureau presented the award as part of the organization's Calling on the Capitol Legislative Advocacy Day. The award recognizes dedicated service to agriculture and honors individuals who have demonstrated a commitment to protecting and advancing the needs of California farmers and ranchers. Nicknamed the Urban Cowgirl, Ma is the founder of the San Francisco Farm Bureau and serves as its advisor. As the 34th state treasurer and throughout her career in public service, Ma has backed policies that support the Golden State's diverse farming communities. Treasurer Ma has shown a long commitment to California agriculture, Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said. Her work on behalf of farmers and ranchers across the state is exactly what this award celebrates. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 30% chance of showers at times. Highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast days, partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday through the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open. On Friday, the Dow and NASDAQ sell-off pushed both averages into correction mode, down 10% from the recent record. Crude oil prices are higher. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has been as high as $115 a barrel today. Alcoa shares are up 8% after reports competitors in the Middle East were attacked. General Motors shares are up 1.5%. GM says even as gas and diesel prices rise, it's seeing strong demand for its heavy-duty trucks, and its Michigan plant will expand production from 5 days a week to six starting in June. And two companies that supply restaurants and food service providers are merging. Sysco is buying Restaurant Depot. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbaril and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Celebrate Easter Sunday at the beautiful Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Sunday, April 5th, enjoy the festive Easter brunch from 10:30 to 2:30, featuring chef-crafted favorites like Eggs Benedict, Smoked Salmon Benedict, Applewood Bacon, and fresh pastries. Enjoy live culinary stations with prime rib and porchetta carving, made-to-order omelets, all set to live music, sweet treats, and a kids' corner for the little ones. Make Easter unforgettable this year. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Email it to the studio, Kevin, at KPRL.com. Email into, well, we already got that. All right, freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 238-5775, which you can also text that. 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition. The right choice.
Campfire, coffee, from a tin cup in my hand. Sure warms the fingers when it's cold. And playing
KPRL,
friend, I understand. Sure smooth the wrinkles in my soul. Sleeping in the moonlight, a blanket for a bed. It leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. Waking up in the morning.
The Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on city engineer Ditas Esperanza, and then Communist China, a little documentary on that. Suzanne will be back in a couple of weeks. Her and Sadie, her new daughter, are doing just fine, mighty fine. And let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Daff.
See, you touched on technology and how far should we go earlier.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I heard something about AI. There's a guy that radio really, you know, talking about, knew a lot about. And what one thing he said was that AI is good for things that it really knows the answer to. But there's a lot of things that if it doesn't know the answer, it'll go to the internet, and there's all kinds of different answers to stuff on the internet, and it'll just guess. So he was saying that's not too good. It's not too good that AI will guess on something if they don't really know the answer. Yeah.
Well, when you said that AI doesn't know the answer, who puts in the information for AI to come up with its formula or answer?
Yeah, I guess it just gets it everywhere it can. You know, the internet and different stuff. And then probably, you know, like when you go to the store and you and they want, you know, to see your ID when you buy alcohol, I think what they're doing is they're selling that information to somebody, letting them know, you know, what you buy. The stores, they just love to let somebody know what you're buying, because not all stores want to see your ID if you're 70 years old, but, you know.
No, they use it for marketing reasons. And Chris can probably, Chris, when people don't turn off their phones and so forth, but they may get a message that, you know, you were at such and such shopping center. So they're gathering that information, right?
Well, I never get a message about it, but my Google Maps, for instance, knows where I've been, even if I'm not using it.
Okay, so there has to be a reason why they have that technology in there.
Yeah, they probably use that stuff for somehow for AI, you know. Another thing is that you've talked about it, and then Linda George has talked about, you know, when you're at the job site, you know, a lot of people, they're worried about what the other worker is doing, whether they're working as hard as you are and stuff. But when I went to work, I didn't care what anybody else did, because I'm not a supervisor. I just did my job. One friend told me, when you go to work, you go to work, you mind your own business, you keep your mouth shut, you check, you collect your paycheck, and you go home, and everything goes a lot smoother that way.
That sounds like a really fun environment to be in, but I'm going to disagree a little bit, because you, again, this depends on what type of job, but your job may depend on somebody else's responsibilities at work. So, like, you know, for example, here, we all depend on each other, from the Ann up front to Chris and me and so forth, depending on each other to do what our responsibilities are. If they fall short of that, well, obviously on the air, that wouldn't be too good, but it's all connected. So, yeah, you have to be concerned, at least, again, I'm not saying every job, of what other people are doing and how they're going about doing it.
Yeah, you're right on that one, where you're depending on somebody else. A good example would be, let's say there's two guys painting a building, and they're getting an hourly wage. I could care less what the other guy's doing, as long as I get my hourly wage. Now, if we were doing a job where it wasn't hourly and for doing it, you know, so, you know, you collect for the job, I want that, you know, you're getting paid for, you know, $5,000 to paint the house, and this other, and two guys are doing it, and the other guy isn't, you know, doing his half, then I would be worried. But when you're getting an hourly wage, like at the government, just mind your own business and don't worry about it.
Well, again, I don't know how many jobs out there that, you know, unless it's purely solo, like, you know, a guy going in to do some plumbing or electrical work where he's by himself, that's one thing. But if I'm relying on somebody, I don't want to have to paint three quarters of the house. But okay, so you're both getting paid the same wage.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
Like,
so,
I said, if you're doing it for, you know, for the job.
All right. So suppose this person, you work 8 hours, and the person you're painting the house, and because you are in a little, let's just say, a little more motivated and a higher gear, you end up painting most of the house, but you both get paid for the same 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like that at all, because we're not being paid by the hour. Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all. Yeah. Hey, I knew the name. As soon as you said $5 million on the trivia, I got on the phone, was going to call, and I knew the answer on that one today.
So you watch Jeopardy?
I have in the past, and I remember there was somebody that made the $5 million. That's, when I heard that, I knew it was Jeopardy.
Well, game shows have been around for a long time, and they're very, very popular.
Oh, they sure are. It's a good show. I like watching it when I can. But
I like watching game shows.
Yeah.
It kind of tests your mind a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right.
Well, okay. Well, you have a good day and nice week, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Hello. Yeah. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Housing project that you were talking about? Remember when they were putting in the Dog Bone roundabout over there on Golden Hill? And you had to go on this other street to get around it when they were doing the construction. That was Ardmore.
Yeah, that's where the area these houses are going in.
Yeah, so it's all commercial. So they have to change the zoning. There's 13 acres they want to put 154 homes on, and a spa area and a pool and cabanas and whatever else. And so they're going to, and it's right by the new fire station also on Union Road right there. So they'd look at the back of that fire station maybe. But the commercial businesses that are already established there, what are they supposed to do when you get another 300 or 400 cars on Ardmore Road?
Well, maybe they'll get more business.
They're not that kind of commercial. They're like one's a construction yard for Spur Construction. One's some kind of big business. They're not places that you would, like stores. But My more concern is the one planning commissioner voted against it because he said, hey, we're taking away business opportunities here for more housing. Where's this water coming from for this new housing that they say we have a problem? So where's Hammond and his other clowns? You're going to add all this more while you're telling other people they have to pay some fee to have management. And they have to stop using their property, but you keep adding stuff. Where's this? What's going on here?
Greg, that's a continuous question, isn't it? I mean, we'll tie it in with the email this morning that started this was, where is the concern for the traffic? So you have a combination of the traffic and the water.
Right. So one in Ardmore dumps on Union right by where you guys were talking about where you would go to 46 or you would go back up, you know, towards Barney Schwartz. The other direction you'd go to the roundabout. And the other end of Ardmore is by the culinary school.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to add that U-shaped street there. You're going to add another 400 automobiles.
Right, and that on that Ardmore side there, that's where the bus depot is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of commercial stuff around in there.
Yeah, but I mean, on Ardmore specifically, that's where the buses come in and out and park there at for the high school kid or for the school kids.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I've seen them there, but yeah, well, kind of behind that culinary school, I guess. But, yeah, you got Pastor Robles Welding. You got some other storage places. You got the big construction businesses. If it's their planning, you know, somebody else has said, well, why do they call it planning? Why do you develop a business area for businesses to have giant yards and construction vehicles and different stuff? And then you're going to put housing right in the middle of it?
Well.
And again, I want the board or that city council to tell me where they're getting the water for the 154 homes. When they're claiming there's problems. You can't have it both ways. There either isn't a problem, and, you know, the city has rights to do what they want to do within the city limits. They're the land use authority within the city limits. But they're also what's called an appropriator. And the appropriator can't use water from the basin if there's no surplus. They're claiming there's no surplus. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about they have Nazi mental water. that they don't use, don't clean, because it's expensive. So as long as they want to use all their nasty water and stay the heck out of the basin, I don't really care. But don't tell me and other residents that live over the basin that you got to pay some $100,000 a month for a group of people to sit on a board and tell us what to do when they're not even part of the landowners that actually are the priority right holders.
Well, then also, let's not forget the fact that the city passed Robles is suing those land, the overliers.
Exactly. They got all kinds of money for all the other stuff that don't matter. But, hey, no, we'll have some more bike trails. They can ride in and around the fire station, I guess. But I guess that, and that's their training facility, I thought. Isn't that where they made the bigger yard to have their fire drills and do whatever else?
I think so, because, yeah, that is a big piece of property there. You're talking off to the side and behind the fire station.
Correct.
Yeah.
It'll be good in the morning at 7 o'clock when they're having a drill.
Well, you know, that's... they have to have drills, but again, the concern for the person that sent the email in is the traffic, the roads. You know, government requires in many instances for, let's just say us poor slobs to, you know, show proof or an EIR report. Has anything been done along the lines regarding this? You know, if you remember, Greg, and everybody else, a few years ago, we were told at a one of the meetings that all this new housing and so forth going out there by Food for Less and Beyond and so forth, well, it's only going to interrupt your daily commute, you know, an extra whatever minutes it was. They never answered the question, what about an emergency? What about, a major emergency when there has to be evacuations and so forth? And I can remember specifically that was one of the issues that ultimately led to the terrible tragedy up in Paradise, because there was a controversy years ago on the building of the community, and the emergency situation was brought up and it was ignored. And that goes back in the late 70s, early 80s, around that time. And it came back to haunt a whole community.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct, and the road issue is a major issue. I mean, hey, go put 400 cars on that road right now, see what happens at the roundabout and around the park and everywhere else. And the reason they built that training facility there for the fire department is so they'd have a place to train. That's actually a really good thing. But you sticking residential units in the middle of commercial zoned area, and then now they want to come up and say, oh, well, let's change the zoning. Those other people already invested in those commercial properties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway, thank you, guys.
All right, take care. 238-5775-238-KPRL. You can also text us. Let's see here. Okay, I asked my buddy Al because this came up last hour. Why are streets becoming narrower? Well, Al, being a good friend of mine, he said this. Well, he did say it, but we're not going to know because we're going back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, there's another wrinkle on that housing development that's going in on Ardmore Road, and it has to do with the airport. Many, many years ago, when they put in Walmart, of all things, we were an island in the county. We were a county island in the city, and they made us join the city. And at that time, there were concentric rings around the airport, and they called it the airport influence. We're farther out, but there was really not supposed to be anything that was dense housing in that concentric ring.
You know, it's funny.
It's right in the flight plan, flight path. Goes right over the top.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I know of somebody who tried to build right across from where River Park, or I can't even think of the name of it.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
The water park, and he was told he couldn't put anything there for the exact reason you just said. And then right after the words, some folks, again, I know these people, they got the permit to build in that same area. Now, how did that happen?
Yeah, kind of a little coincidence, isn't it?
Yep.
I buried that paperwork, but it explained what, you know, these rings of influence of the airport. And I can see why you wouldn't want to have a housing development right in the flight plan for both safety and noise issues, you know, if they're going to build up the airport. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Well, thanks so much for smacking up upside the heads and bringing back some things that happened in the past.
Yeah, a long time ago, but it was still there. Yeah, I guess when they all move in, I'll bake them some cookies and go welcome them to the neighborhood.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. So Al answered the question, why are streets becoming narrower? Well, we're up against the clock, so I can't do that right now. And then also the government surveillance, how significant is it, or is it becoming? We will find out.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A deceased sea lion was found in San Luis Obispo County that had tested positive for H5N1 or avian influenza. The County Public Health Department announced this in a release on Friday, saying this is the first confirmed case of a marine mammal in the county. The risk to the public remains low, according to the health department. A multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 Saturday night halted traffic just outside of San Luis Obispo. A small black car was hit by an unknown type of vehicle, colliding into the railways at the right-hand shoulder and on the northbound lanes. A third vehicle collided into the first of the two and into the right-hand shoulder of the southbound lanes. Traffic in both directions slowed as the lanes were shut down to allow crews to operate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Happy payday. Direct deposit is arriving for TSA agents, unpaid over a month during the political battle over Homeland Security. President Trump says he'll keep paying them as long as it takes from Big Beautiful Bill money as the Senate holds a pro forma session on House changes to its funding bill. California Republican Young Kim tells
Fox. It's frustrating, but I am glad President Trump took actions to pay the hardworking TSA officers, and we must fully fund DHS, especially as we are facing imminent threat from Iran.
President Trump says he has lots of alternatives and options for the Iran war. The Pentagon considering sending 10,000 more troops to join arriving Marines and 82nd Airborne. He tells reporters on Air Force One.
I think we'll make a deal with them, pretty sure. But it's possible we won't. But we've had regime change.
America is listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service, this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy this afternoon. Why did they do it this way? So we'll just say cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s, overcast tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Showers early, about a 40% tomorrow, and then clouds remaining, highs in the low 60s. All right, that's for you Tuesday, got that. Now Wednesday, we'll get some sunshine, upper 60s. 70 sunny on Thursday for your Good Friday, mostly sunny mid-70s, low 80s Saturday, Easter Sunday, low 80s, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:53 a.m., 7:23 p.m. We are at 54 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso and the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great price. All right, the Paso Robles Pioneer Day Committee is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026. Must be 17 to 19, living and attending high school in Paso Templeton area. High school senior graduating class of 2027. A family that settled in the Paso Robles area prior to World War II. If you know somebody who would like to and have your family represented at the Pioneer Day festivities, go to Pioneer Day Bell, Pioneer Day Bells Court at gmail.com. All right, good luck. Let's see here. Oh, it's still tax season. You know that. And appointments can be made at ccffreetax.org. That is for the ARP. It is the ARP Foundation Tax Aid. Free tax help by appointment in Paso or in the North County here. Services are available for all taxpayers with non-complex situations with a special focus on those over 50 and low to moderate income. And mom and dads, you can have your kids on this, and it's a big help. So they have locations here in Paso Robles at the Oak Park Community Center, the Veterans Building, and also in Atascadero. So contact them and take advantage of it for the free help and make sure you have all the paperwork necessary, but do it ASAP. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They got lunch for you every day and, you know, brunch, you have to have it on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty, it's 6.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Something special for Easter? I can kind of remember that. And I'll tell you exactly what. I think mom and dad used to get my sister something. All right. Let's see here. Happy birthday to Eric Hertler, Cole Davenick, Jane Belmont, Eric Juarez, Joel Riley, Mariana Ramirez, Becky Hallett, Aubrey Koenig, Diane Cassidy, John Davis. Let me see. Oh, yeah, that guy. And Mike and Vicky Luna. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of. Yes, indeed, including Starry Starry Night. Vincent van Gogh, 1853-1890. Ted Heath, the band leader, 1880-1969. A man with an incredible voice.
Wow.
Jezebel, Rose. Frankie Lane, 1913-2007. McGeorge Bundy, I have talked about him in the book. He was special assistant for the National Affairs under JFK and Johnson. 1919-1996, Peter Marshall, speaking of game shows, 1926-2024. Richard Dysart, the actor, 1929-2015. This guy was pretty funny, and I can't think of the... other than the Addams Family, he was in this stuff where he would ride a pony horse as the sheriff. John Astin, 1930. Warren Beatty, 1937. One of the great basketball players of all time, Templeton resident, Jerry Lucas, 1940. From the Moody Blues, Graham Edge, 1941-2021. Country singer, Bobby Wright, 1942. Eric Clapton, 1945. Procol Harum's Dave Ball, 1950. Robbie Coltrane, the actor, 1950-2022. LaRue Martin, the infamous first-round pick way back when, first overall. He was born in 1950. Paul Reiser, the actor, 1957. MC Hammer, 1962. Tracy Chapman, the singer and songwriter, 1964. Everybody's favorite TV host, Piers Morgan, 1965. Celine Dion, 1968. I'm looking here. Noah Jones, a singer, 1978. Onward we go. Here is Richard Sherman, good defense back out of Stanford, 1988. Oh, this guy's still pitching up a storm, man. Big left-hander, Chris Sale, 1989. Alex Bregman, playing now with the Cubbies, hit a home run the other day, 1994. All righty, let's see here. Those who passed away on this day, oh dear, Elizabeth, the Queen of England, she died in 2002. James Cagney passed away in 1986. The first woman stunt pilot, Florence Lowe Poncho Barnes, she died in 1975. Also passing away on this day, the one and the only, one of the best. I loved him on radio. George Gordon Battle Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy died in 2021. Alistair Cook died in 2004. And who else? I believe that is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he would draw 13,000 people to his high school basketball games back there in Ohio. How about that? He won at every single level, and he was awesome at every single level. And he was a straight-A student as well. And he was known for memorizing his schoolwork. As a matter of fact, he used to be on the TV shows because he could memorize phone books and stuff like that. Amazing person. Well, as I said, he grew up in Middletown, Ohio, state championship. Then he goes to Ohio State University. Well, what happens? Well, they win an NCAA championship. He was a two-time Final Four, MVP, two-time National College Player of the Year, three consecutive first-team All-Americans, two-time NCAA rebounder, and then he goes on to the NBA. Well, there was some, he was a territorial pick, and it was a little bit different back then, and between the ABL, the American Basketball League, that was for the ABA and the NBA and so forth. But anyway, he also played on the 1960 Olympic team, and the numbers he put up in professional basketball are still today pretty amazing. His consistency at both ends of the court. All right. There you go, Chris.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A vegetation fire broke out on Saturday morning near Lake Nacimiento. CAL FIRE says approximately 5 acres are burning near High Meadow Way and Running Deer Road, and that the steep terrain made containing the fire challenging. A deceased sea lion was found in San Luis Obispo County that tested positive for avian influenza. The health department announced this in a release on Friday and says that the community is not at risk currently. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was also two-time Mr. Basketball USA in 1957 and 58. For his entire career in the NBA, he averaged 17 points and 16 rebounds a game. Talk about consistent. All right, and he could shoot from outside, so if they had the three-point shot back then, who knows how many points he would have averaged. This hour brought to you by Solar Ponics. Don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.